Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Jennifer Zamparelli.
And I'm Lottie Ryan.
And this is our podcast on parenting, apparently.
Apparently so.
This week, we are going to talk about me losing my absolute shizzle in the best possible way and a milestone for Lottie. Yes, not Wolf, Lottie.
Welcome to Jen and Lottie Do Parenting.
Please note, Jen and Lottie do not claim to be experts.
Excuse me?
I have a beautiful boy. I am an expert.
Well, I haven't a clue what I'm doing. I'm pretty sure we're all just winging it. Should we get to it?
Let's do it. This episode was brought to you by Shanley Interiors, supplier of bespoke furnishings, interiors and accessories. You can check them out on Instagram at Shanley Interiors.
Okay, so this week was actually a very stressful week.
Okay, go on.
It was very stressful. I've had a stressful couple of weeks because something has changed in my daughter, who is 8.
Okay.
Something, it's like I lost her for a little bit.
What?
I know. It's actually really distressing, really upsetting. She was always a happy kid, very well-mannered, good temper. But she started having these like freakouts, like absolute melts.
About what?
Just about really ridiculous things. She get really funny.
Her hormones are kicking in.
It was so out of the blue. It didn't make any sense. She has no patience with Enzo. And I was like, oh my God, is this hormonal? Because it was irrational. It was so irrational. And this happened a couple of weeks ago. She had a melt over she got her ears pierced when she was small. Not that small, like she was like 6. And she's so conscious that she doesn't want me touching it because she thinks it was sore and she wouldn't let me go near it. But she was crying so bad and flinging things and couldn't get out of her funk. I really didn't know what to do. I was hugging her. And then she had a melt over a pair of jeans she was wearing. Then she had a melt because she couldn't decide on something.
Jen,
and I pulled
Jen,
her.
Does it remind you of yourself?
No. I don't ever remember being that crazy at times. And I thought, is it hormonal? But it's a bit young, Lottie. No?
8 is really young, but I do think it's getting younger.
It is definitely younger. And girls are getting their periods a lot earlier and they're going through puberty and all that kind of stuff. But that's kind of scary. These melts were like, they're very hard to deal with. But I did something. On the weekend, right?
Oh God.
No, it's not that bad, right?
Okay,
it's not that bad. So we were in the car and she was in a bit of a mood and she kicked something and then she had a toy in the car and she kind of threw it down. A Rubik's Cube, right?
In a tantrum.
In a bit of a tantrum, yeah. So I said, who threw that toy on the ground? And she was like, I did, right? So I said, oh, okay, no problem. And I picked up the Rubik's Cube and I rolled down my window and I launched it out.
No.
I did, yeah. But I was very calm. I didn't swear. I didn't get angry. I was like, if you don't have any respect for your toys, you don't deserve to have toys. If, you know.
Oh my. What was the reaction?
Florence and Enzo, it was like I stabbed somebody. They were like, bah! Absolutely freak, because they've never seen me react like that. They've never seen anything so drastic. It was, I just didn't know what to do. I was like, I need to do something drastic. I need to stop this, these moods, these tantrums. I need to do something. I'm not having this behavior. I don't mind if you're upset. I don't know if you're crying. I don't mind if you can't regulate your feelings. That is fine. I'm there for you. But bad behavior, rudeness, I'm not going to stand for.
Did she give out to you? Did she cry?
They were bawling, crying, the two of them. Lau didn't know what to do. So he got out of the car. He got the Rubik's Cube.
Gave it back.
So he gave it back and Enzo was, we were in the car and Enzo was like, Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy.
Oh, no, so Daddy's now you're the evil
now
one.
Now I'm the evil one. And I said, and then they were going to bed that night. And Enzo was saying to me, he grabbed my hand. He was like, promise, Mommy, promise you will never do that again. I was like, no, Enzo, because I need to teach you about consequences. And this is going to sound quite harsh, Enzo, I said. But if you're older and if you do something disrespectful or really bold or damage something, you know, there's consequences. You go to prison. Like, there's consequences.
You go to prison?
I did say that.
Jen, you're so drastic.
I had to be drastic.
That's scary.
Because I feel, Lottie, I feel there's no fear anymore. I feel that kids have no fear. Like, there's no fear. And I had this conversation with Leo. I was like, they don't fear. We had fear. Mm. I feared for my life if I did something wrong. As
yeah,
did you.
Too.
But now, they don't care.
Why is that? Is that because parenting styles have become far more, your parents are like your friends as opposed to your disciplinarians?
Maybe it is a little bit. Maybe it
because
is.
Because that is a very big trend. A lot of people I know say, I want to be her best friend and I want to, and I'm like, okay, I get that because I would love to think that Wolf will think I'm his best friend. But first and foremost, I have to be the person who is guiding him through life and teaching him. So
I think if you follow through, I think what I was doing wrong is if there was, like, Florence is such a good kid, but this is just a phase she was going through. She's pushing my boundaries, I think. Right?
I think she's trying to see how far she can push.
She's seen how far she's pushing me, and I've been given warnings, but I've never really, you know, I followed through. I've reacted in a way that she was like, whoa, I'm not going to mess with mommy. But I think I won, not in a competitive way, but because I didn't raise my voice and I didn't get angry. I didn't lose it. But I was like, this is what happens if you... I went over to see my friend and she has a preteen, okay? And her preteen said to her, I have nothing. My friends have everything. You won't let me have a phone. I don't... Oh, really? The kid went to school. When she came back, my friend Michelle took everything out of her room. Every book, every music poster, every toy, every piece of art equipment.
That's a great idea.
She said, Jen, you should have seen me trying to get the bookshelf out of the on my own. She took everything out. And when the kid came back from school, she went, now you've nothing.
Oh my God.
I made her work for a bag. But is she wrong? Is she wrong? My sister-in-law packed her son's bag because he was playing up so much. She packed his bags, put them to there. I said, no, that's it now. You're done now.
No!
Yeah. And he was like, no, I don't want to go. She says, no, that's it. And obviously he didn't kick him out of the house. But I think there has to be consequences.
There has to be consequences. And I definitely, even though Wolf is really young, I'm very, very careful about when he does throw his toys. He likes to do this thing at the moment where he's very into little matchbox cars. Mm-hmm. He arranges them on the table and he'll set them all up in a little line. And then he will take them and fling them in the sitting room. And I'll be there going, no, we don't do that. And then he's waiting to pick them up again and put them back so as I'll praise him for picking them up. So he's purposely doing it to try and get the praise afterwards.
Yeah.
So now I'm going, how the hell am I supposed to deal with this? Because I feel like when I give him the no, we don't do that with toys, no, that any attention I'm giving it is feeding it. So now I've just started ignoring him when he does it. So I just ignore it to go, I just can't give it any attention.
I suppose we have to realize, and I read this and I heard this so many times, that kids will push their boundaries at home or with people they feel safest with.
That's true.
So I think Florence is going through that at the moment, and that's fine. And she can test me all she wants, you know, but
I will throw a Rubik's Cube out the window.
I will launch it.
I'll tell you the truth.
Something.
I genuinely, when I first got pregnant, I was convinced I was having a girl. Convinced. And then we found out the gender. And when I found out I was having a boy, is this terrible to say? I was so relieved because one of the first things I thought was, oh, thank God, I'm not going to have to deal with the hormones. I'm not going to have to deal with all those.
I'm pretty sure you're going to have to deal with hormones, but in a different way.
Not like girls,
I know,
Jen.
I know. Your house must have been a madhouse.
Oh, my God.
Because you're all so close in age.
We're so close in age, but also so far apart. So there was always this dynamic in my family home that just as you thought you were getting through a really difficult phase, someone else was just entering it.
Yeah.
So it was a constant, you know, ups and downs and people killing each other and being best friends. And it was like, it was mayhem. A roller coaster of teenage years.
How are you disciplined then? Going back to the discipline. This is what I'm really interested in. And if you want to get in touch with us, please send us a mail and tell us, how are you doing it? You know, are you doing the timeout? Are you warning? Are you three warnings? Are you throwing Rubik's cubes out the window? How are you disciplining your kids?
Do you believe in raising your voice?
Do you believe? Well, that never works in my house. But how did your parents discipline you?
Well, my parents, I was terrified if my dad raised his voice.
Okay.
So when his voice was raised, the fear it instilled that you had caused him to raise, because they never shouted at us ever. So when the voice was raised, it was, oh my God, mm-hmm. What the fuck? We're screwed. We're absolutely screwed. We were never grounded. We were never shouted at. But it was the fear of disappointing them. Like if my dad came into me and said, I am so disappointed in you, it would just, I'd be broken. Like.
I think that works with a certain age. I think that works. Well, I'm hoping that's going to work.
It's gonna work.
I have a pain in my arm from flinging that Rubik's cube. I flung it with such force.
Imagine you'd hit someone. Imagine there was some poor person walking down the road. What happened to you today? I got hit in the head by a Rubik's cube from Jennifer Zamparelli.
Whoever was around Bunratty this weekend and saw me launch a Rubik's cube, or you got hit in the face by a Rubik's cube, I'm really sorry that happened, but I had to discipline my children, my child.
Well, wait till you hear about my week, because I think you're going to be very proud. I had a party.
Yes.
There were people. There were people.
Go on, Lottie.
So it was Wolf's birthday.
Yes.
He's two.
I know. Where's the time go?
Oh, listen, I'm an emotional wreck. And we decided to have the party in St. Anne's Park, our local park.
Mm-hmm.
And we had it at 9:30 in the morning on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Did you want anybody to turn up to your party?
So
9:30 on a Sunday.
So my plan was, Fabio was like, that's very early on a Sunday.
And it was due to rain. I remember you telling me, because we did Ireland AM, and then you were saying, oh, I'm having a party. I was so proud of you. I was like, yes. 9:30 on a Sunday morning.
So my plan was,
absolute weapon.
Listen, Wolf still takes a nap. So his nap time is 12. He usually sleeps from about 12 to 2. So I was like, we're either having the party pre-nap or post-nap. I am not having the party post-nap, because if I do, people won't leave.
There's a danger.
There's a danger there. How do I get rid of them?
Yeah.
How do I, my day is gone. They'll never go home. Whereas if I have a pre-nap, I can be like, lads, look, he's fading.
That is genius on your
he's
part.
He's fading. So I said, we'll have the party pre-nap. We'll also have it in the park, so as nobody has to come to my house.
Oh my God,
lovely. I don't have to clean up. I don't have to tell them to get out. Mm-hmm. They won't have to be in the sitting room going, oh yeah, you put him down for the nap. We'll be real quiet. No, they're in the park. They can all go home afterwards. So 9:30 it was. We went down to the local park and they had a great time. It was just my family and Fabio's family. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
There were a few people missing. Bonnie's obviously over in San Francisco at the moment with her husband, so she wasn't there, and she's his godmother, so that was sad.
What did your mom wear?
My mom wore
a crown
and a cloak.
Did she wear a cloak?
And some completely bedazzled sunglasses.
Amazing.
She looked cool. She looked like a rock star. But the biggest win was Fabio's mum came up to me and said, I believe Wolf needs a new pair of shoes, new runners, so I'm gonna get him, if you want to send me on shoe size and I'll get him a new pair of shoes. There was no car.
Wow, she listens to the podcast.
Oh
no. Oh no. I didn't think people would listen. I thought this was just a vehicle for us to vent.
Yeah, so did I. But apparently people are listening.
Oh no, I would like to apologise to everybody.
Everyone who knows us. So
everybody.
There was
no
life-size car to bring home, which was a good win. And it was a great day. Really good fun. Very emotional though, Jen.
Why are you so emotional?
I don't know. I feel like I was kind of visualising his first birthday last year, and all he was able to do was sit there. And this year he was running around with his cousins, playing with cars, and like, where does the time go? And there's also that moment of like, I wanted to high five Fabio and be like, we did it, we made it through another year of this shit show.
Strap yourself in, babes, because there's a lot more to go.
Really?
Absolutely. I thought, oh, this is such an easy age. And then it just turns really quickly. Just like takes this sharp turn of, I know my child. And then who is this person or what is going on? Or the change of routine or they become like it just changes. It never and it's never ending. And you think, you know,
it's
you're just
always a new challenge.
It's always new challenges. Yeah.
Just as you feel like you've gotten on top of something, something else comes along. Like at the moment, I remember I was speaking about Wolf's night terrors. Hmm. They went away and they're back the past 3 nights. He's waking at the same time and they're much more intense. Like he's very upset and screaming. Doesn't go on for as long, but the only thing that will soothe these night terrors is a box of tampons.
To eat?
So he wants...
He eats tampons?
No, 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 no. So we were going with the cars. Oh, look at the car. Come on. Oh my God. Look, it's fabulous.
He's like, daytime.
Daytime. Don't watch it. He spotted a box of tampons out of the corner of his eye and he starts going, this, pointing at it. And I was like, the tampons. So I took down the box of tampons and I gave it to him and he opened them up. He spent about 20 minutes taking every tampon out, opening up the pack, taking the tampon out.
That's a waste.
But I know. I was like, I can never use them now. And then putting them back into the box, taking them out again, putting them out and then putting them back into. And after a couple of goes, he was satisfied and he came over to me, picked up his blankie and his soother and walked me back into the bedroom.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
So now
you need to.
Last
sorry,
night.
Can I do a shout out to your mother-in-law and go buy the purr?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Fortunate child, some toys. God love him. He's playing, literally playing with cardboard boxes and tampons.
So last night when it started, Fabio just ran into the bathroom. He was like, where are the tampons? I was like, I don't think we have any left.
They get fixated on weird things.
So weird.
Yeah.
He's fixated on them. He just, I don't know what it is.
Do you think we could get like Tampax to sponsor us?
Oh my God.
They should.
That would be amazing.
Obviously, you don't want them wasting and you should, we need to think of a way you can reuse them. Maybe you can take off your makeup with the old ones or something because it's cotton wool essentially. No.
It's so, it's a bit odd.
That is a weird thing. That is a weird thing. I don't know what to tell you to get him out of that. You're just going to have to.
Let's just hope he grows out of it. Yeah. Okay.
So we had the in-laws over. Speaking of in-laws, we had them over a couple of weeks ago. I was telling you this. But anyway, I didn't tell you this. When I was putting Enzo down after my mother-in-law was there, just a bit of background. Lau's mum separated and divorced Lau's dad when Lau was 12 and has another partner now, Christopher. We call him Poppy. So we have a Poppy, we have a Nana, we have a Nunno, we have a Nana Sash, we have a granddad, and we have a Granny Myra. There's
wow.
A load of them, right? So Enzo is 5 and he was just kind of comprehending the family dynamics. So Lau was trying to explain to him, oh no, I didn't live with my dad when I was 12 because you know, your granddad... My dad and Nana, they split up and whatever. So he had all that in his head. And then Nana comes over with Poppy and he's kind of looking at them differently, I suppose, going, oh, well, you're not Nunno, you're Poppy because you're together and whatever. Anyway, he was in bed. I was telling him a story and he looks at me and he goes, Mommy, I don't want you and Daddy. And he puts his hands together and he pulls them apart. I was like, what is he doing? He goes, I don't want you and Daddy to ever. He didn't have the language or the word. And I'm looking at him going, separate.
No.
He said, yeah. And he got a little upset.
No,
he was like,
stop it, Jen.
I don't want you and Daddy to ever separate. I don't want to ever be apart from daddy or from you. And
oh my God.
I think he was just kind of understanding that, you know, there's blended families and families are different. And he was just letting me know.
Did your heart break?
It did. But I kind of like that he grasped the whole concept, you know.
What did you say to him?
I said, no, we'll never split. Don't ever. I lied, basically. Because who knows what's going to happen? Listen, Lou, if you're listening, absolutely not. No intention there. We're all good. But you just don't know, you know, and there's so many other families. And representation is key and it's good for them to see this. But I think he was just...
Fear.
There was fear. I mean, because Lou works away quite a bit. I think he's thinking, oh my God, I don't like when he's away and I want him to be close. But it was...
Do you think he'll have a problem now when Lou starts to go away again?
I think he will, yeah. If Lou has to go away for work, I think there'll be more of a problem. Because I think he was too young to kind of understand. But now he's experienced it as a toddler and I think he might be a little bit apprehensive. So we just need to manage that correctly. I mean, so much so that I had to fly to where Lou was working and take loads of time off and make sure that they were together and we were all together. Because that's really important to him right now, whatever. But it just got me thinking of, imagine having to have that conversation with
God.
A kid. And no matter what age, it must be difficult.
I think no matter how much you see blended families, when it happens to you, it's not just because you see it doesn't mean it's going to be any less painful when it happens. I mean, growing up, I had loads of friends who had parents who were separated.
Yeah.
And some of them grew up like that. Some of them had happened later in life. It didn't mean that when my parents separated, I was going, oh yeah, okay, that's
this
cool.
This is cool.
This is cool.
This is totally fine.
Yeah, I'm totally okay with this. I was utterly heartbroken.
How were you told? Do you remember?
How was I told?
Did they sit you down? Did your mum sit you down? Or did you kind of know?
I think I actually can't remember how I was told. I think my mum told me.
Yeah.
And I didn't take it well.
Well, obviously you're the oldest as well. So you probably felt a little bit of responsibility.
But see, even telling me is going to be completely different to telling every single one of my brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Because everyone is at completely different ages,
mm-hmm.
you know, and requires their parents, I suppose, to be different things for them mm-hmm. at different ages. And, you know, that unit means something different, I suppose, when you're a different age. But I think no matter what age you are, you're going to be heartbroken. And, you know, everybody, it's like what Enzo was saying. You don't want one of your parents to not live with you anymore. And then you start thinking, oh my God, how is the dynamic going to change? Am I going to have to live with dad on X, Y and Z days and live with mum on these days? And then because you're a kid, you're selfish and you're thinking, does that mean I won't see my friends at the weekend?
Yeah.
Because I have to go and stay with so-and-so. And
I said to Lou, and I was very clear, and we're very clear, if we ever split,
yeah,
we would be amazing at being separated parents.
Would you?
We really would go out of our way to be those people that don't speak badly of each other. I'd really have to change. Speak badly of each other. But you know what I mean?
So how does that conversation look when you're like...
Do you know where that comes? It probably comes from, you know, looking at how other couples in our family have dealt with separation. Maybe on his side, you know, there's a lot of hurt and a lot of things haven't been resolved. And it's been quite difficult for everybody.
Mm.
You know, family gatherings. Just different situations. And I never forget having a celebrant in studio and she did divorce ceremonies, right? And I thought that's a lovely way to end things because you're not saying that, you know, it's just part. It can be part of
life. But Jen, do you not think that that's maybe for people who are separating because they're like, oh, we've grown apart. We've become more like friends than lovers and partners. Like some people have infidelity and some people have... you know, bereavements that they feel they can't work through together or like really serious things that mean there's anger and resentment and you don't know how you're going to deal with that.
That's
until
true.
It happens to you.
That is true. That is very true. So you're just saying we should just stay with them. Stay together forever and ever and ever.
Fabio and I have the conversation. If we ever split, what would happen? And I always say, well, I definitely get Wolf and you can have the dog and I'll get the apartment.
And where's he going to live?
With his mother. She'll get him a car.
She'll get him a little toy car, yeah.
It's
a difficult one. You know, it's a horrible thing when you're faced with it. I didn't think I'd be... like when Enzo said I was faced with it, I was like, oh my God.
Can I ask you a tough question?
Yeah.
If things weren't good between you and Lau, do you think you would stick it out for the sake of your kids?
I think I would do everything in my power. I think I would absolutely do everything in my power because...
They deserve it.
They deserve it. He deserves it. I deserve it. Our marriage would deserve it. Our relationship would deserve it. We've been together 15 years. It's not all rosy. Things happen. You know, you're mad about them. You're not. You want to kill them. They're your best friend. They go away. You're disappointed. There's all those. And that's all normal. And that's all okay. It's a lot... Sometimes it's easier to walk away, but sometimes it can be harder to stay and work it out. But because we've decided to have kids, because we have a family unit, and because there's always a respect for him, I would do everything I can to make it. I would try everything.
But then therapy. I have a friend. Everything. I have a friend whose parents split up, and they took a long time to split up. And when they did, she asked our group of friends to go out and have a party to celebrate because her home life had been so shockingly difficult growing up. She was so relieved when they finally... her mother sat her down and said to her, we tried everything, we tried as hard as we could. And she said she was just like to her, why? I wish you hadn't done that because my life has been a hell. Like, I've been living in a war zone and it hasn't working... Pushing it as hard as you have
hasn't worked
for us.
Yeah, it really depends. You can't say. I mean, it's so individual, isn't it? To the couple, the situation, where you are and all that kind of stuff. But I will say, hand on my heart, I would try everything. I mean, I would be forgiving of him if there was infidelity.
How do you know that though?
That's true, yeah.
How do you know? I mean, I like to think... I would be.
But now, that's not giving you a free pass if you're listening now. That's not giving you a free pass to go off and do it. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. But you're right. You actually don't know.
I just don't.
You don't know how you'd speak to your kids. You don't know because it's like when emotions get in the way or are involved, it's like a different ball game.
Completely different. And then you've also got the added thing of if you have young kids and you're separating, you could have two different parenting styles suddenly.
Yeah. And that's one thing, talking about discipline earlier on and talking about... I mean, I had to pull Lau aside we need to be on the same page, no matter what.
I was going to say, were you annoyed he went and got the Rubik's Cube?
I was annoyed, yeah, I was. And I said to him, look, we need to be on the same page. You need to back me up and I'll back you up. And he was like, 100%. They were so upset. I didn't know what to do. I was like, I get it. However, her behaviour has been amazing the last couple of days.
And do you think it's out of fear?
It's out of fear, but she kind of realised. She was like, there's consequences. If I'm going to be disrespectful and have bad behaviour, there's going to be consequences. I think she realised that. And she's really trying to regulate her feelings now, which is all I ask for.
Well, Jen, she could get her period soon.
Don't say that. She's young. She's
but if
far
she needs
too
tampons,
young.
Wolf's got
Wolf's
them.
Wolf's got them covered. Okay, great.
Will we have a chat with our podcast pals?
Let's do it. What have you got?
Okay, so this mail came in to us during the week and it says, Dear Jen and Lottie, absolutely loving the honesty on your podcast. Don't worry about Santa's sack or the car in your apartment, Lottie. When your kids are older, they will remember that they were so loved and spoiled. They'll know it's not all about the stuff, but that their grandparents love them. I am so envious listening to your stories about your small kids, guys. It's tough going, but it's a great stage as a parent because now I have two teenagers and I'm struggling. So do you ever think ahead to that stage? Will you parent your teenagers the same way that you were parented, or are there things that you're adamant that you will change?
I'm adamant. Yeah, that's a really good email and ties in with what we've been talking about this week and back to discipline and parenting styles and that kind of stuff. I think I want to be calm. I wanted to be calm.
Says the throwing Rubik's Cube woman.
Well, I didn't shout. I didn't curse.
You threw a bloody Rubik's Cube out the window.
God,
that's
great.
That's not calm. I grew up in a very strict house as a teenager. Very, very strict. If I wanted to go out, my parents were the ones bringing me. If I needed a lift somewhere, like if anyone needed lifts or if there needed to be a house that there were drinks being had in, they always wanted to be involved and on top of it. And it used to annoy me, but in hindsight, it prevented me from getting into some of the trouble that my other friends got into.
But there has to be an element to that. Of course there does. Absolutely. I come from quite a shouty, sweary house. So I don't want to have any of that. I don't want to be in a house like that. I don't want to be around that because I don't think you gain anything. I have made a deal with myself that whenever, ever my kids ask me to play, I always say yes, even if I don't want to. I always want to be, I want to be that parent that'll sit on the floor with them and play with them. And you know what I mean? I always want to say yes to those things. I don't want to be a parent that's too busy. You know what I mean? My parents, they had a lot on their plate. They were working, you know, six kids, all that kind of stuff. There was very little time for us individually. And I suppose that's why Leo always wanted to only have two, because he said, I just want to be able to give them loads of time.
But how does that look with teenagers?
It's probably the same.
Like my parents, I went to concerts with my parents.
Yeah.
They would have been pretty involved in my life as a teenager, I would say. You know, going to classes at the weekends or drama schools and things. They were always really heavily involved, making sure they were at every play, every rehearsal, driving me there. They were really heavily involved. But then I do remember watching my brother growing up through his teens, and it was a very different parenting process with him.
How so?
My dad used to always say he used to have to barter with Rex.
Yeah.
Like he would say to him, you know, if you can get X grades in your leaving cert, or if you can do this, I will get you the latest Sega game. Mm-hmm. And I will do this. He said that didn't work with the girls. And
well, that's very wise.
So they had to change it up, I think, for different kids. And the boys were different to the girls, but overall, they were pretty strict.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We weren't allowed to go to discos. It was all about the books. It was all about studying. Yeah. My brother used to jump out of his box room window to go to Setonians in...
My brother did the same.
On the north side. And my dad never knew I went to a nightclub or a concert. It was always, you know, I think that's why. And then we craved freedom. So at 17, 18, we all left the house.
Wow.
Yeah, because it was, we just needed our freedom and we didn't really have a lot of it in the house. So there has to be a balance, I think. And I think, as we were discussing, we don't know until we're in it. But I do want them to have discipline. I want them to work hard and have good work ethic. But I also want to give them a little bit of freedom. Even Florence now, I give her a little bit of freedom. You know, I let her go out and play on the road with her friend. She goes out with a walkie-talkie. She's like, shh, mommy, I'm by the bins, over, shh, mommy. I'm like, shh, Florence, are you safe? I'm going to come out and check on you in 10 minutes.
That's so cute.
I know. Because you're not getting a phone. So I think that little bit of freedom, you got to let them have it. Otherwise, you're going to suffocate them, I think. So it's just finding that balance.
It's finding that.
And as you said, like with you and Rex, you're so different or whatever. And yeah, all your siblings. It depends on that kid.
I think it totally depends on the kid and it has to be individual. That's another reason I'm like, Jesus, there were five of us growing up.
Mm-hmm.
What a minefield to have to, each child coming up has their own little personality and their own little way of needing to be disciplined and guided through life. And just as you think you might have it all figured out with one of them, the next one comes along and it's a completely different story.
At the end of the day, we're all just doing our fucking best.
We're all just winging it.
We're all just winging it. We're all just doing our best. That is it for Jen and Lottie Do Parenting. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you like and subscribe. It really helps the show if you do. And we'll chat to you
next week. And if you want to get in touch in the meantime, our email address is mail@jenandlottiedo.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.